It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the state attorney general has called sex trafficking one of Wisconsin's toughest criminal justice challenges. We'll hear from a state lawmaker about a new bill looking to solve the problem by decreasing the demand for prostitution.
First, President Trump's latest Twitter storm could create obstacles for the revised immigration executive order he signed. Trump called it a, quote, watered-down version of the first travel ban, and he used the phrase travel ban.
The revised travel ban restricts immigration from six Muslim-majority countries. It has been tied up in the courts for months now, as challengers have called it an effort to discriminate against Muslims.
Next week, arguments are scheduled to be filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. As it enters a critical new legal stage, some are concerned that the president's tweets could undercut efforts to restore the ban.
Jordan Fabian is the White House correspondent for The Hill, and he joins us now to tell us more. Jordan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jordan, first off, can you tell us a bit of what the president said on Twitter after the London attacks?
Well, the president had a lot of thoughts to share on Twitter after the London attack. He criticized the mayor of London, taking out of context something he said about police presence on the streets to make it seem like he was trying to downplay the terrorist threat facing his city. And he also then turned to the on the domestic front, the travel ban that's been put on hold by the courts, and arguing that the London attacks are a reason for the courts to unfreeze that policy. But in the process of doing that, he said some things that could get him into trouble in the courts as the Supreme Court considers whether to take this up.
How could the president's tweets work against efforts to restore the so-called travel ban?
Well, his lawyers have made a painstaking effort to argue in court that the new travel ban that was issued in May is substantially different from the one issued in January, and that it does not target Muslims. And what the president said was that the new version is quoted, a watered-down, politically correct version of the original policy. So, you know, we've seen judges and lawyers arguing against the administration use the president's comments to argue against why this travel ban should be put into place, and we can expect to see that happen again when the Supreme Court hears these arguments next week.
And afterward, the ACLU was among those who tweeted. They said, glad we both agree the ban is a ban. So can you lay it out for us legally, Jordan, in terms of the actual phrase travel ban? Legally, what might that imply?
Well, it implies that he's targeting a certain segment of the population. What the government has tried to argue is that this is a policy that's rooted in national security concerns. And part of that is that they only needed to pause travel from these countries temporarily while they put in place stronger vetting procedures. But if you're saying it's a ban, then you're saying something different about these countries and saying that you know, perhaps you're targeting the people in these countries for a different reason. So that's why some of the legal experts are saying this could get him into trouble.
And the president has also said that extreme vetting is going on. How does that aspect play into this?
Well, like I said, the travel ban was put into place so that the Department of Homeland Security could, you know, put in place this quote-unquote extreme vetting, which would be tougher procedures for people from these countries that they would face if they wanted to enter the U.S. Now, we've tried to track down what those procedures are today, and we were referred to the Justice Department, then referred us to the Department of Homeland Security, who didn't really have a great answer. So it's hard to say how much progress they've made on that front. But what critics are saying is that you don't really need the travel ban at this point because it's been about 5 months since the first one was issued, and that would be enough time for the administration to figure out what's going on and make changes.
We're talking to Jordan Fabian right now, White House correspondent for The Hill, and we're talking about President Trump's tweets criticizing the revised travel ban. And Jordan, all of this raises one question in particular. How much do the president's tweets matter? How much water do they hold?
I think they matter significantly. I know that the spokespeople at the White House say, you know, oh, they're only tweets and the media is making a big deal out of it. But and that may be true on some other topics. But on the travel ban, we've seen you know, his tweets make a significant difference. In fact, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals cited remarks and tweets that President Trump made about his revised travel ban and saying that, you know, basically that it was no different than the first one, and it was just meant to, you know, put this promised Muslim ban into place, the ban that he promised during the campaign. So, again, we've seen judges and lawyers take these tweets seriously.
Well, right, and that was one course of argument prior to all of these tweets, was that this was President Trump, or Donald Trump, the candidate speaking, not Donald Trump, the president. Now Donald Trump, the president, has said this. So do you see this rerouting the legal argument that the Department of Justice might have to take to get the travel ban through?
They're certainly going to have to make tweets if they want, or tweaks, excuse me, if they want to, you know, make a persuasive case to the judges, whether it's at the circuit level or the Supreme Court. They're going to have some kind of answer for, you know, why this policy should go into place, despite what the president is saying, given that what the president is saying has undercut some of the arguments they've made prior during legal cases.
So, it was a tough question to answer. We're speculating, but who do you think is the intended audience for President Trump's tweets? Is it his core supporters? Is it those in the legal system? Is it his own staff? Who is it?
Well, I think it's hard to argue that it's those in the legal system, because all of the lawyers that I've talked to are saying it's inconceivable that the president wasn't advised not to do this. So I think you have to determine then that this was targeted toward his core supporters. Look, this is a president who's, you know, facing low approval ratings, facing a controversy over Russia that's about to heat up on Thursday when the fired FBI Director James Comey testifies before Congress. So, some might say the president is trying to create some kind of distraction or point to another issue that animates his supporters to get them to rally behind him. And the travel ban is one of those policies.
What kind of reaction are you hearing from lawmakers?
Some of them are just dumbfounded by the whole situation, honestly. Some of them are making the argument some Republicans are saying that maybe he should just give up the travel ban and just go ahead with some of the, you know, quote unquote extreme vetting procedures that he wanted to do. That this is kind of a fool's errand at this point, because the administration has had a few months to figure out how to better screen travelers who are entering the U.S. So that's some of the reaction that we've heard today from members of Congress.
Now, looking at the site of the terror attacks, London's Mayor Sadiq Khan was also a target for the president's tweets, as you talked about. Do you see that having foreign policy ramifications, or maybe fraying some alliances?
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to make life difficult for UK Prime Minister Theresa May, who's facing election soon. She's under tremendous pressure abroad to, you know, condemn President Trump because he's very unpopular in the UK. But obviously she has got to walk a tightrope there because she wants to maintain a relationship with the leader of her country's closest ally. So this has put her in a really tough spot, you know, forcing her to respond to some of the things that the president has said about the mayor of London. So that certainly cannot be pleasant for her as she considers, what's going on and, you know, President Trump's, upcoming trip to the UK later this year. It's certainly going to have an effect.
So looking at the legal track of the travel ban, what's next?
Well, the Supreme Court is going to hear parties to the lawsuits next week make the case why they should take it up or why they shouldn't take it up. And this is, again, the administration's challenge to a lower court's decision to keep an injunction on this ruling in place. So what the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to do is to lift this order. And so they're going to hear basically they're going to ask for memos from each side hearing their arguments, and then they'll make a decision whether to take up the case.
Jordan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jordan Fabian, White House correspondent for The Hill, and he was with us there to talk about President Trump's recent tweets criticizing the revised travel ban.